Right now, let's move on to another story. Should we follow countries like Portugal and introduce legislation that would give us the right to die? We've spoken to campaigner Tom Curran on the show many times about his wife Mary and their story. Now a play about their journey will be taken to the stage. It was written by Arklow's Cathy Ann Murphy. And it stars Pat Nolan, of course, from Fair City and others as well, who's in that play. And I'm joined in the studio by Tom Curran and Cathy Ann Murphy. And you're all very welcome. Good morning to you.
Good morning, thank you.
How's it going?
Good, yeah.
And I've spoken to Pat. Are you there, Pat?
I sure am.
Good man.
Sure
am. Hang on a second. I just haven't met Cathy Ann Murphy before, so and I've met
you're
Tom.
In for a treat.
All right. And what about you, Tom? You're okay?
I'm fine. A bit
good.
Breathless.
Yeah, they sort of lashed in the door. Not to worry. Anyway, Cathy Ann Murphy, tell us about yourself.
So I am a theatre director. I recently just finished my master's in theatre practice in the Gaiety School of Acting and UCD. I worked with Tom to write this play as part of my master's final piece. And yeah, so this is the play Letting Go. And right. I have a great cast, Michelle Reed, Radiant Dunn and Pat Nolan, so they've been amazing to work with.
How'd you come to this? How'd you meet Tom? Like,
I actually met Tom in 2012 when I was part of Masquerade Drama Group and he was doing sound. I knew very little about him at that time. I was kind of younger, so I knew very little about his experiences and what was going on in his life at the time. And then during my MA, I found out that I had to write a play about something that meant something to me. And I didn't really know what I wanted to write about. And then I seen Tom on Facebook. He put up a post about Mary and her book. And I was like, definitely, that's definitely something to talk about. And I knew very little, so I wanted to talk to him and see what the story was and see, you know, where I could bring the play. And that's when we met and we talked about their experience together, their life together, their relationship. And I decided to write the play in a way of depicting their reasons behind why they decided to go for Right to Die and the situation that they were in, and make it more like a humane kind of, like, for people to have an emotional engagement to understand their reasoning.
Very good. And Tom, good morning.
Good once morning.
Again, what convinced you that Cathy Ann Murphy now was the person to relate this? You know, it's a very personal story at the end of the day, you know?
It is, and when the book came out first, there were lots of suggestions that a film could be made of it, but we never agreed with anybody because one of the things that was a real problem with some of the people that approached us about film rights was that they wanted the rights and they could change up whatever way they wanted. And we as a family didn't want that. That we want, if the story was going to be told, it was going to be told accurately. So what convinced me was in speaking to Cathy Ann that's exactly what she wanted to do. She wanted to get behind what we were like as two people in our lives, with all this, I suppose, the public looking in at us because of the court case as well, and also trying to stay private and trying to get people to understand just what was in Mary's head when she said that she wanted to take control of her death.
For people who don't know, probably a good time to recap, if you don't mind, on that journey, that time.
Well, I suppose the journey started quite some time ago. Mary suffered from MS, and her MS moved into, the final stages of MS, maybe five or 10 years before she died. And at that stage, she decided that she didn't want the MS to take control of her death, that she didn't want a long, lingering, painful death, that at a point where it became too much for her to be alive, that she wanted to be able to end her life. And that started our journey, I suppose. We eventually took a case to the High Court and the Supreme Court for what was called the right to die. Mary always had the assurance that whatever stage that she got to, I had given her the assurance that she could die if she wanted to, although it was illegal to help her. So the case was really about helping me to make sure that I wouldn't get prosecuted if I did help her. And I suppose that brought the whole situation into, I suppose, the public domain. And it got a lot of publicity, as that was back in 2013, or 2012. Mary died in 2013, about a year after the case.
And the case had nothing to do with the, with eventually how Mary passed away anyway. So there was no, you know, that you didn't have to use a right to die aspect of it?
Well, only Marty and I were there, so that's not something that we're prepared to go into.
Right.
I'm the only one that is still alive from that experience. So it's not something I'm prepared to go into.
All right, that's fair enough to do that. So the play comes together, and Pat Nolan is involved. Good morning, Pat.
Good morning, Declan. How you doing?
Okay, thank you. So what part do you play?
I'm playing Tom.
I thought you might. And, you know, you know Tom, you've heard Tom, you've heard Tom tell a story. How did that inform you of playing him as such and to get, you know, all that Tom was going through at the time?
Yeah, well, I mean, you look at it at a very simple level. You know, it's a love story, basically. You know what I mean? So that's a great thing to have to keep you on a line, you know, of these two people together. And, you know, so that way, you know, I was looking at interviews on, you know, the YouTube and stuff like that that Tom has given, and reading articles and read Mary's book. You know what I mean? So it's just getting surrounded by all the details of it and their story, basically, and then to be truthful to that. And Tatiana has come up with a very good script that is very true to the story. So it's half the battle, like, you know.
And Tatiana, I mean, you weren't just writing the story, a chronological story.
Yeah.
And Pat says there was a lot of Tom and Mary in the story. How did you make sure that part was in the story?
Yeah.
You know, there's an extra perspective to this is what happened chronologically.
Yeah, so obviously it's about 25 years of a relationship I have to condense down into an hour, so I had to make sure that the moments that I chose to speak about were quite prominent to understand the kind of the linear narrative within the kind of, yeah, the arc, I suppose, within why they made the decisions. Another point of the play that was really important to me was to bring in the other perspectives. So obviously the people that believe that it is wrong, they have a right to have their opinion shown as well. And also the things that, you know, police, Gardaí, things like that, that, you know, came up against this as well. So we could show all aspects of it, which means it gives it more of an open argument, an open perspective, rather than it being very much one-sided. When I was writing some of the scenes, it was quite difficult for me to understand, because obviously I wasn't there. I don't know exactly what happened. And it was very, it would have been a lot for me to expect Tom to be able to remember everything that was said. So we kind of had to look at Mary. I read Mary's book on repeat. I read it over and over to get an idea of who she was like as a person. That helped me a lot then to understand how to write her. Tom helped me a lot to understand how to write her. So a lot of the scenes are situations that happened and moments that happened in their lives, but obviously the scripting is something that I had to work on a lot to understand how to depict the characters. It's not a very, very true kind of, like, you know, a clone of what they were like, but it definitely is, I think, a good way of showing their spirit as people, and then the characters kind of come alive.
Is it a campaigning story, Tom?
No. I, as Pat says, it's a love story. It's about the relationship that we had and how, I suppose, both the MS and Mary's wish to be control of herself, I suppose, ruled our lives to a certain extent. It was something that we hadn't thought of when it became public.
Yeah, I think another thing is that it was very clear to us not to make it a campaign for Right to Die, but to show a more humane side. So when people think of this, they think of the court case, or they think of medical, or they think of whatever. They don't think of the people. And we really want to give a voice to the people who go through this, and that it's, you know, very much so that people with hidden disabilities in Ireland are quite kind of marginalised. They're not really, you know, they don't have a voice, and they're kind of pushed to the side, or their topic is pushed to the side, and then it's kind of like the court case that gets the publicity, and, you know, people come out and they speak. Whereas you need to see the reasoning behind it, and the reason why they came up against it. And then, you know, we put it on in the boys' school in July in Smock Alley Theatre Smock Alley Theatre last year, and a lot of people came out with very little knowledge about this case, about everything, and were upset because they said, okay, well, I can actually see why someone would feel like, you know, if I was in that situation, or if someone I love was in that situation. And it really brings home that kind of emotional response to the story.
Yeah, I was going to ask you that. And if there's further reaction, Tom, I mean, what sort of reaction have you gotten generally across with this?
Well, because the play hasn't really gone out to the to the world yet, if that's the way to put it. There hasn't been an awful lot of response. There's been a huge amount of interest. Everybody that I know wants to go and see it. So it's great that it is going to start a tour. The response in general varies. I mean, it always has. And it's something that, again, now from a campaigning point of view, that I'm very much involved in with the Right to Die situation around the world. The reaction tends to be either black or white in some cases. An awful lot of people that have had some contact with a bad death are very supportive of the fact that a person should have a right to decide for themselves. And then people who aren't think that, and particularly people who have religious views, which I completely respect. I have absolutely nothing against a person having their own beliefs, providing they don't try to impose them on me. But people who have religious beliefs feel that it's the wrong thing to do, that their God, whoever that happens to be, is the only thing that controls life and death. So you tend to have polarisation on one side or the other. But that's not what the play is about. Where the play isn't out there campaigning for the right to die. The play is about telling a story of two people who met when they were both lonely, fell in love very quickly, and then these things happened in their life which moulded the relationship between them, but brought them closer together.
And Pat Nolan, who plays Tom, I mean, you go into, you know, the likes of Fair City and the other plays that you've put on in Connery and things like that, yep. Pat, you know, you get into a character and think, was there something special about playing Tom, knowing the background of the story?
Well, I knew the guys, you know, again, from Masquerade, and I directed Cathy Ann in a play for Masquerade and stuff like that. So that was the kernel of it, really, in that I knew the people and I knew they were good people and I knew they were honest and I knew they were going to be truthful with the story and that kind of stuff. So I was interested in the subject, and I really believe that people should have the right to choose their ending, so to speak, when they want to. Like, you know, so that would be something I'd be personally, that's my own personal opinion, would be interested in, like, you know.
Right, so you were invested in not just playing Tom, but in the story itself and the spin-off story as such about the greater issue.
Well, exactly, just to show, you know, these two people, like, getting on with their lives and trying to get on with their lives and trying to deal with MS and trying to deal with day-to-day care and day-to-day stuff. You know what I mean? So that's all just the nitty gritty of it all. Like, I mean, so yeah, you know what I mean? So I just, as a, it's not a documentary or anything like that. It's just this play. It's a play. That's the form that it's taken, which is theatre. So there is, you know, playing with time and styles and all that kind of stuff. So it makes it interesting for an audience to follow it and stuff like that, and to get an insight into these people's lives, and theatre is the best way to do that, I think, you know.
So, Cathy Ann, where are we going to see it?
So, we're starting off, we're premiering in Inch Hall in Wexford on the 13th of March, and then we have other dates including Palmerstown, Mill Theatre, Greystones, and hopefully Wexford Arts Centre. So we're going to be putting our dates up on our Facebook page. So we have a Facebook page called Letting Go, and everything to do with that, ticket sales, everything will be on that Facebook page.
It'll also be in the Galway Fringe Festival and hopefully in Cork.
Yep.
Excellent. Okay. So are you going to the mall?
Yes.
Yes. Well, okay. Well, it's great that the play is getting out there. It's a wonderful story to begin with, Tom, in spite of, you know, losing Mary at the time and all that sort of stuff. But I'm sure a lot of people will be really interested in it.
Well, I'm very flattered and for Mary that it's been done, and that people will get to know Mary a bit better as well, because people tended to see her as a person in the wheelchair leaving the court, and that wasn't the Mary that I knew.
Thanks, Tom Curran, to Cathy Ann Murphy, and also to Pat Nolan. Thanks very much indeed to you
Thank
all.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. And Letting Go is what you look for when you're Googling.